Kiara, how are you this afternoon?
Good, thanks. How are you?
My friend, very, very well.
You don't work
well.
At a shoe shop, Kiara, do you?
No. Okay, you definitely do not go into a shop just before they close. It's just like the rule.
It's, as you say, it's an unspoken rule, isn't it, Kiara? Definitely, it's rude to do it, isn't it?
Yes, you don't walk into a store to buy shoes.
No.
At 10 to 4.
And Kiara, do you agree?
I don't get it.
It's the type of shopping. If I'm just ducking into the supermarket to grab a block of cheese and I'm in and out, that's one thing. Yep. You're not just ducking in to buy a pair of shoes, are you? There's a process involved.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Kiara.
Do you work in retail, Kiara?
I used to work in hospitality and I used to get stopped that when people would walk in and order like a big meal like 5-10 minutes before we closed.
It could have been me.
So you've met Albie, yeah. Was he wearing new shoes at the time? Kiara, I couldn't agree with you more.
So you'd be saying, and that's happened to me before too, where you go in to get a meal and they go, we're only doing coffee and cake now.
You're a repeat offender on this because you're rude. Kiara, have a wonderful afternoon. Thanks for your call.
You too.
Bye. In Mountain Creek, Jared, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
My friend, very, very well. Is it rude to roll into a shop just before they close?
No, definitely not. I don't believe so.
You reckon play on, Jared?
Mate, I've been in retail for a long, long time, and at the end of the day, you might get your everyday retail assistant that might get the shits because you're walking in, but at the end of the day, it's the customer that could bring you some money. So
they're paying your wages.
I could have made a purchase, Jared. That's the thing. I probably would have made a purchase.
Well, exactly right. And if she was walking you out of the store 15 minutes beforehand, well, she shouldn't really be working there, to be honest.
Okay, fair call, Jared. Because those customers, they're paying those wages, aren't they? So they should be treated accordingly.
Right.
Jared, thanks for your call, mate. You have a wonderful afternoon.
On you, Jared.
See you, mate. In Noosa, Benny, how are you?
I'm all right until I started hearing Al waffle on.
Oh, here we go.
And so, Benny, do you mean this afternoon or in October of last year? So I'm going to assume you're not on Team Al here. You think it's right rude now to go into a shop just before they close?
Look, legally, yes, Alan may have a point, but socially, morally, and any other point other than that legality, what a moron.
My point here, Benny, is why have hours on the door, we're open 10 till 4, if you don't adhere to them? Put 10 till 3:30 and then go and vacuum to your heart's
content. Because then you'll rock up at 3:15.
Maybe.
But that's your point, isn't it, Benny? It's the unspoken social contract, isn't it?
There's an unspoken social contract.
All I'm going to say, Al, is that these people probably don't get overtime, so if she got OT, then all of a sudden she would be open.
So if she's staying there, and Benny makes a great point, if she's staying there till 4:10, who's covering her time? You're not.
Yeah, she's on the clock. But look, if you'd have paid for it over the phone or whatever and just gone, hey, I'm here to pick it up at 4:01, no drama.
Yeah.
But or 3:59, but I think Nugget's on the point of you've had 6 hours to go.
Think
and
of the job satisfaction she would have got by selling me a pair of shoes.
She would have said, you know what, I met this moron today who looked like Mole from Wind and the Willows, and he bought a pair of very small ladies' shoes.
She'd have totally gone home, told her husband, oh, this absolute moron walked out. Sorry, honey, that's why I'm late and forgot to go to Woolies to get dinner, so we've got bloody...
That's why I'm late, honey, and that's why we're getting a divorce now.
Now I'm responsible for not having dinner.
You've destroyed families. Benny, have a great afternoon.
Thanks for your call.
See you, mate. Bye. In Nambour, Sarah, how are you?
Good, thank you.
My friend, is it rude to roll into a shop just before they close?
It really just depends on what kind of shop it is and what you're doing.
So like we say, if you're ducking in, that's one thing.
But if you're going in to
browse for shoes, that's different, are you saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's a shoe store, you have to try stuff on.
Yep.
So it puts the stuff behind in their closing ritual. But like, if it's a supermarket and you know you're running in to just get bread, like, don't be annoyed at me, like, 5 minutes to close. But if I'm doing a whole trolley, then that's a bit rude.
Oh, absolutely. So that's it. If it's 10 to 6 and the grocery store closes at 6, if I run it at 10 to 6 but I'm out of there by 8 to 6, play on. But as you say, if you're going to do a full grocery shop and be there till 6:30, that's like shoe shopping.
So if I'm working on the premise of what you and Sarah are saying...
Yeah.
Any store between, say, 3:45 and 4 may as well not have customers in there.
No, because that's what we're saying. That's what Sarah and I are saying.
Unless they're a grocery store, sorry.
Well, yeah, but no, it's not, because what the kind of shopping you were going to do takes time.
Yeah. Like if it's, so any store where it's going to take a modicum of time, like at a bookstore or a fashion outlet.
Or a clothing shop where you've got to try on pants or something.
You know exactly what book you're getting.
Yeah. But if you're going to go into, say, Tarakash, and you've got to try on a shirt, that one's not quite the right size, I'll try on a different one. When there's a time involved, like trying on shoes, don't do it. If you're running into Tarakash and you know you need the men's medium grey button-up shirt, you race in and out, play on. Is that correct, Sarah?
Yeah, but also Kmart, you go in just for socks and you spend 7 hours in there spending your entire pay.
So Sarah, absolutely true
story. Don't bring up Kmart.
Mate, my wife sent me in to buy one thing today for $40. I walked out of there with $118 worth of stuff. I just kind of blanked out. But the thing is, you know what I went? During the middle of the day.
Oh, good
when
on
they
you.
Were open.
Thank you, Sarah.
Sarah, you have a wonderful night. Thanks for your call.
Bye.